Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
Κατρίνα Οικονόμου, you have been nominated as a local hero in New South Wales in this year's Westfield Awards. Now, what was the reason? Can you tell us a bit about your life and your contribution?
My nomination was put up from an ex-social work student of mine. I have a social work background, and that's why I work at this charity that I do called Gunawira. She put me up as part of the work I do here, and that, you know, I'll take it as a bit of a compliment. I work with Aboriginal mums and bubs. Primarily, that's what I do, and I support women in Sydney's inner west, and we help them, you know, get established and get connected with their children. We try to raise up strong children who are proud in their identity, all the children and Indigenous, either Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander. So we try to teach them about their culture and have really strong children who grow up and become future leaders of this country, hopefully.
You also mention that you're dealing with healing of these Aboriginal children and women. What kind of healing are we talking about?
So a lot of the families we work with have trauma. A lot of it's intergenerational trauma because of the stolen generation and a lot of the effects of colonization. So we try to connect families back with their culture and back with Indigenous culture, and that's how we usually focus all our services around Indigenous culture. We offer clinical services as well. So I offer social work support, a lot of practical supports. We offer art therapy, psychotherapy. We offer speech therapy. We offer nutrition advice, cooking advice. We have a lot of fantastic individuals who work and volunteer here, and they help support these families and help them get established and heal and work through the trauma that they have that some may don't even know that they have, but it is there and it's affecting their relationships with them and their children.
You also have an Aboriginal background combined with Greek, if we can tell right from your surname at least, Oikonomou. Yep. How has this worked out for you, this combination of DNA?
I think I'm a lucky person. I have two great families, two great big families. You know, my dad's Greek and my mum's Aboriginal, and, you know, I get the best of both cultures and both worlds. You know, my Greek side, I have such a big loving family, loving Christian family who have taught me, you know, always to give back to those who are less fortunate and those who are struggling. And then in my mum's side, such a big loving family as well, always there to help out, always there to support each other. And so it kind of led me into my journey of becoming a social worker and wanting to help the younger generation. I was lucky enough to come across Gunawira and be able to work with my own people as well, my own Aboriginal community. And yeah, I think I'm just lucky to have such great cultures and, you know, all the experiences that come with that. And, yeah, it's really kind of put me in the place I am today and what made me want to help and improve the lives of others.
Do you identify more as Aboriginal or Greek?
I like to say I am both and equally both. And I am an Australian. I was born here. My parents were both born here, but I'm fortunate enough to have the culture from both sides of my parents. And I never would say I'm more one or the other because I am who I am and that's all.
Do you know where your Greek grandparents came from? And have you visited Greece so far?
I haven't been able to visit Greece. It is on my to-do list. My grandparents came from Corinth and they came here and they had their kids here. And, you know, I was lucky to have them when I was young. They've both passed since. But, yeah, they were fantastic people. And, you know, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. So, yeah.
But you said it's on your to-do list in your future plans of trip to Greece. What do you imagine it would be like?
Oh, I can just imagine it being a beautiful place full of beautiful people, and I would love to just go and see the towns where my grandparents were and where they lived and just see, you know, the history and the culture and get a bit more of an understanding of that side of my heritage.
In terms of your future professional plans, what are they?
I haven't thought too far ahead. I'm focusing on the here and now and trying to get things, you know, going where I am. But I do hope that I will continue working with community, whether that's, you know, Aboriginal people or not. I just want to be able to help support others and improve the lives of people who aren't as lucky as I've been.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.